Distribution Inventory Planning Systems. Here we present objectives of distribution inventory planning systems, how Lean can influence distribution network design, and the process of developing a distribution planning strategy. Objectives of distribution inventory planning systems. The objectives of distribution inventory planning systems include providing the targeted level of customer service at the lowest cost and with the smoothest interaction between supply chain partners, for example, factories or distribution centers. Here, the customer service objective is to meet customer service targets or fill rates at each stockkeeping location. Distribution networks often have a central supply distribution center, DC, that in turn provides inventory to a set of regional DCs, but the regional DCs may vary which inventory items they hold based on demand patterns, ordering other items only on demand. The major costs to minimize include transportation and carrying costs, which include materials handling and other warehouse costs. Efficient transactions with suppliers can also reduce costs, including stockout costs. So part of this objective is to minimize scheduling problems, such as by communicating the reasons for larger or smaller orders than normal, for example, to increase safety stock due to excess inventory, rather than keeping the factory guessing. Two major controllable costs for distribution inventory planning are materials handling and inventory turnover. Finding ways to reduce the number of times materials need to be handled reduces carrying cost. Similarly, moving materials more quickly to their destinations makes for faster turnover. One example of a way to do both is cross-docking, where the DC unloads unit loads from various suppliers and sorts them immediately into assortments for other DCs or other types of downstream customers. This minimizes materials handling, since the units skip the handling to put the materials into inventory and later to pick them from inventory. It increases turnover because the units are not sitting in inventory for a duration of time. Lean for distribution network design. Lean includes concepts and tools that can be applied to distribution network design to streamline the network and increase collaboration with upstream and downstream customers and suppliers. Many organizations see Lean only as a way to reduce waste, when in reality it can do so much more. If Lean is applied throughout the network, it can deliver flexible and quick responses to customer demand throughout the value chain. As organizations work with others in their network, they need to ensure that everyone in the network, from the earliest raw material suppliers through to the ultimate customer, understands that they have a shared destiny. Lean's key elements in the manufacturing network are described in Exhibit 7-3. A key element of Lean is inventory minimization. This is discussed more next. Don't hide quality problems with excess inventory. A Lean principle is to not hide quality problems with excess inventory. Safety stocks or buffer inventories are used in traditional operations to lessen the impact of supply or demand variability, quality issues, and so on. While Lean systems may still rely on buffers to some extent, the intent is to purposely drive excess inventory out of the system. This creates risks and opportunities, especially when just-in-time, JIT, delivery of supplies, is used in a Lean operation. The risks relate to the same variability or quality issues just mentioned, but with JIT, the issues could become severe faster. The opportunities include that the problems become obvious and the organization can then work to fix them, rather than just learning to live with them. Continuous improvement efforts relating to quality and delivery are important in reducing the use of buffers. Close cooperation with suppliers is essential. If there are distribution network quality problems, then the organization should progress toward improvement using an approach such as the one recommended by Juran in Juran's Quality Handbook, which includes the following. Create a joint team from the supplier, for example manufacturer, and the intermediate customer to align, analyze, and work on chronic problems. Examine cost reduction opportunities. Be sure to include the cost of poor quality. Analyze the value added by each link in the supply chain. Share information and ideas on a regular basis throughout the supply chain. Regularly collaborate on improvement opportunities to generate value for customers and suppliers alike. The goal is to have the supply chain operate as a single process, as opposed to disconnected parts, with collaboration as the new norm. Distribution planning strategy. After an organization has determined the principles it will use to guide its strategy, the next step is to formally develop a distribution planning strategy. This starts with mapping the organization's strategic plan to the different channel structures to determine the best fit. Distribution strategy can be summarized by the answers to three main questions. How does the organization get the product from the manufacturing point to the customer? How does the organization control costs and save time while executing the distribution strategy? How does the organization build a competitive advantage through distribution? Organizations have three basic options to consider in terms of channel distribution, as shown in Exhibit 7-4. Exhibit 7-4, Distribution Channel Structures, Direct/Internal Channel. The manufacturer performs all marketing, distribution, and sales functions internally. In this channel, the manufacturer sells and delivers products directly to end users. This method is often associated with make-to-order products, unlike most distribution networks, which focus on make-to-stock, MTS, since MTS is regularly producing inventory in advance that needs distributing. Examples could include the sale of jet engines directly to an end user, such as an airplane manufacturer. Exclusive and select channel. The manufacturer relies on a limited number of distributors and retailers, such as automobile dealers and branded high-end apparel stores, for customer sales and support. Complex channel. The manufacturer relies on its own internal distribution functions, such as regional warehousing in combination with external institutional channels. External channels might include regional, national, and global distributors and retailers, such as mass merchandisers. This option is especially feasible when selling a high volume of products to a broad market and customer base. It is difficult to create a supply channel strategy without discussing risk. All forms of strategy involve some element of risk. The more complex the distribution strategy, the greater the exposure to unplanned risks. In distribution planning, it is important to identify the risk, analyze the exposure, and create contingency plans. Risks associated with distribution planning include, but are not limited to, transportation failure, climate/weather, quality issues, loss of assets, imposed regulations, labor availability, network congestion and disruption, poor profitability. Three risks particularly associated with international distribution are asset protection, network congestion/disruption, and profitability. Selection of the appropriate channel structure or network depends on a number of strategic factors.